Well, look at that band all dressed in white. God's gonna trouble.
A special Black History Month event is coming to the Fergus Grand Theater later this month. Guelph-based performing artist, historian, and educational speaker Tracy Lee Johnson will present And Then What Happened? Black Canadian History, The Untold Stories, on February 23rd. The fifth-generation Black Canadian Johnson has been singing since the age of three and will be telling the story of her ancestors' journey to Canada through the Underground Railroad through song, storytelling, and a keynote presentation. Johnson explained the idea came to her years ago when she realized not just this Black history, but this Canadian history wasn't being sufficiently taught to younger generations. Three key aspects will guide the presentation on what is an incredibly crucial topic for Johnson.
It's bringing storytelling, legacy, and transformation all into one show. My passion is singing. I've always sung. I've sung on stages since I've been 3 years old. But now, knowing more about my family and the struggles and the joys of freedom seekers, it now has become my purpose.
Together, we're better, Johnson says, as she encourages communities to work together in sharing these stories. She added she hopes to spread an inspiring tale, leaving the audience engaged.
My quote is always, your legacy is history for generations to come. So whatever it is that you're going to be leaving here on planet Earth, make it positive. And I'm hoping that my message of hope and history are married together and the audience really enjoys it. Then they continue to ask, and then what happened?
The presentation will explore old family photos and songs that may be well known, but not understood.
There are songs that I'm going to be incorporating into this play that people know about, but they don't know what the real meaning is because these are coded messages that the enslaved used to escape from the plantation. And that's where it starts to become more interactive. I do work with the audience because I'm a wanderer. I like to talk to people, but I want to have a conversation with you.
Honoring and giving her ancestors the respect she says they so rightfully deserve, Johnson says she felt it pertinent to bring this production to life after Black Canadians seemingly fell off the edge of the earth as education and conversation diminished over the years. She hopes this play will help people understand what it really looks like and how ingenious these freedom seekers were with the help of abolitionists. The keynote portion, Johnson says, will introduce her ancestors, discovered through an old family photo album passed down to her by her grandmother.
In my keynote presentation, you will see their faces. My ancestors were stripped of their culture, they were stripped of their dignity, and they were stripped of their humanity. My presentation brings this all back to them.
Combining the work of historians, genealogists, and family research with passion and purpose, Johnson hopes to bring people together while educating and inspiring the audience. Tickets are on sale and available in the box office or by phone, and the performance will kick off at 2 p.m. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.
Children wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the world.